Let's go to Taiwan now, where 9 people have died and hundreds more were injured after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit the island's east coast this morning. It's the most powerful to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Several buildings have collapsed and emergency services are searching for over 100 people who are thought to be missing. Let's talk to Taiwan-based journalist William Yang. William, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us what's happened there today.
So essentially, the earthquake started at 7:58 a.m. local time here in the morning. And immediately, we are hearing buildings partially collapsed and seeing very dramatic images and videos circulating on social media. Most of the casualties and the damages are concentrating on the east coast of Taiwan in a place called Hualien County, which is usually a very popular tourist destination. But unfortunately today, the major railways and the highways leading into that part of Taiwan have mostly been severely damaged. And so that is limiting the options for local people to try to get away and try to go to safety to other parts of Taiwan.
Could you feel it where you were?
Yes. Basically, today the earthquake was so strong that it was felt across the entire island, even in places like the coastal provinces in China and as far as the Philippines and some islands in Japan's Okinawa prefecture. But definitely on Taiwan's main island, the impact is felt the most and the strongest. This is a very unusually, serious natural disaster that has not really taken place in Taiwan for, like you said, more than 2 decades. And so I think a lot of us are surprised, but I think because of the fact that Taiwan is so prone to earthquake in general, so people already know how to react to different levels of earthquakes. And in this case, I think most people, if they can, already decide and choose to run outside to safety. And if it's just not enough time, then they will try to hide under tables and open the doors to their house so that they don't get trapped inside.
It's a very powerful earthquake. It's quite a small death toll. Is Taiwan well prepared for such events?
I think Taiwan is always somewhat ready to a certain extent because of the frequency that earthquakes usually happen here. But obviously, earthquakes at this magnitude doesn't really happen all the time. But because of the experience from 25 years ago, Taiwan had 25 years to build up a response system, early warning system, and a protocol to basically activate different resources when such a magnitude kind of natural disaster take place.
And tsunamis, is there a risk or has that been averted now?
That's largely been averted basically an hour after the initial alert and warning was activated and sent out to all citizens in Taiwan, because the government then realized that the more dramatic waves that they're observing on the coast is essentially just part of the reactions and the, results of the earthquake. It's not really a tsunami that is like the one that we witnessed in 2011 along the northern part of Japan's Fukushima.
William Yang in Taiwan, thank you.